You know, it's tough for a pastor because you've got to keep a good balance. You don't want to please man, you want to please God. Okay? Because that's what the word says. You've got to be strong and courageous, and you've got to be a good shepherd. So you can't stand up with a whip all the time and beat the sheep, because the sheep are not going to be healthy and well. They're going to shrivel, and actually they're not going to be good sheep. Okay? I need to be an encourager. I need to be a comforter. I need to be a helper. I need to love you. And I do. But now and again, I've got to be the sheep with a shepherd's crook that hooks the neck and says, "Come, poppy." And if the sheep still doesn't listen, you turn it around and, "Come, poppy." And if they still don't listen, you pick up the sheep and you break its leg. But I won't break your leg, don't worry. So I want to do something different this morning. Hence, I didn't call people up for prayer. You can call me Pastor Keith Orensberger Williams this morning, because I'm going to minister with my guitar and with the word. Something different I've never done. It's something I've always desired to do. So from now and again, now and time to time, I will sing a song for you. But included in the word this morning, I'm going to be singing a number of songs. So please have patience with me. And I trust you will be blessed and enjoyed. Now, I'm not yet to entertain you this morning. I'm here to minister to you. Proverbs 18 verse 10. As you can see, oh, my word. Okay, you can't see it because it's in my laptop bag. But the title of this message this morning is "I Am That I Am." You would have noticed that a lot of the songs we sang were about the name of Jesus. And this morning I felt, in fact, it's been with me the whole week, the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord. So, let us focus on the name of the Lord this morning. Proverbs 18:10 says this: "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. I sent out an encouragement and I quoted it wrong and nobody even took me up on it." Do you know that? Because I said, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous will is like a strong tower. The righteous will run to it and be glad." Okay? So I changed the word. This one says, "The righteous run to it and are safe." And it is a strong tower. It's not just like a strong tower. Our God is great. There's nobody like Him. Who can agree with me? Okay. The universe came to being when He spoke. He's powerful. He's mighty. We can stand on His name and call upon that name in our time of need. Can I hear an amen? Jylle moet wakker wees vanoggend, because we are going to get excited in this house. Our God is so great that even His name carries power. Can you imagine if His name is so powerful, how powerful our God is? There's a song I'm going to sing later on. It says, "You created the world with just a whisper." And I like that because it gives a picture of God's awesome power. Psalm 9 verse 10. "And those who know Your name will put their trust in You. For You, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek You." We need to trust in His name. Psalm 20 verse 7. "Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember," or "we will trust the name of the Lord our God." Can I see those who trust the name of the Lord their God this morning? Amen. I want to hear you shout this morning, church. Romans 10:13. "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." There's salvation power in that name. James 5 verse 14 to 15. "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up." Joel 2 verse 26. "You shall eat plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame." We praise that name. It's the name above every other name, and it's worthy of praise. Amen. Yes. I mustn't get too excited. I've got to sing lots of songs, and I'm already croaking. So you guys will have to put up with me croaking just now. Otherwise, you better just pray. It'll come. 1 Samuel 17, verse 45. "Then David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts.'" It's a powerful name with which we can come against the enemy. "And the God of the armies of Israel, who you have defiled." People defile the name of the Lord constantly. I want to speak a little bit, and not being insulting in any way. But sometimes our command of the language means we don't always understand. There are people, English people, And in their language, they use the name Jesus. I'm sorry, I hate to say it that way. And they don't realize that they're blaspheming the Lord. Don't do it, church. It's because you don't understand, but you're still blaspheming the Lord. Don't use the name, His full name, as we hear in the movies all the time. Okay, are you with me? And please, I said that with reverence. But we need to be careful that we don't use the Lord's name wrong and defile His name. Isaiah 59:19. So they shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and His glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. The enemy will fear the name of the Lord, because it's a powerful name. And you can call on that name and it will defend you. Can I hear a big amen? Today I want to focus on the names of the Lord. As we look at His names, we will become fully convinced. I sent out on Monday an encouragement to you about Abraham. And he was fully convinced that God would do what He said He would do. And if we can trust in the Lord's name, if we can trust in the Lord our God, if we look at His character as it's revealed in His name, we will have victory in our lives like never before. So you can turn to your neighbor and say, today I'm going to be encouraged. Amen. The name of the Lord is the name that encourages us. One of the names that I first started, this got me going with the name of the Lord, is I was reading Exodus about Moses, and he had the encounter at the burning bush. Exodus 3:14. I'm just going to put one of these things in my mouth, so if I go, you'll understand why. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And He said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me. The same God that Moses met at the burning bush came in the form of Jesus Christ. How can I say that? Because in John 8:58, Jesus said, it says, Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Says, I will be. Before he was, I am. Means I will be. I am here now. How do we apply that statement? I am. Jesus said this, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. There's other things we can say. We can look at the Lord and hear Him saying in our hearts and our minds, I am your healer. I am your encourager. I am your restorer. I am your vindicator. I am your provider. I am your strength. I'm your strong tower. I'm your refuge. I'm your help in the times of trouble. I am everything you need me to be. Hallelujah. In Exodus 15:11, it says this, who is like you among the gods? O Lord, glorious in holiness, awesome in splendor, performing great wonders. There's no God like our God. I am is all powerful. There's none like Him. And if you just put your trust in Him, you will have victory like you've never had before. Church, we need to take hold of the fact that He is our great I am. Amen. You need to start shouting hallelujah. Come on, this is exciting stuff, church. Now, I'm going to put this in my mouth and then I'm going to sing. Dave, you must hug my brother. Hallelujah. I've got a number of songs. We haven't set up properly. I came in and I took too long, and so I had to hand over to the worship team. See, even the pastor's got his place. You may know these songs. If you do, sing them with me. If you don't, listen to the words. And we just need it on. There. Okay. This one's okay.
Jehovah, the Lord is my righteousness. Jehovah, Shalom.
Who needs peace?
Jehovah is peace. Jehovah Rapha. Lord God who heals me, Jehovah. HaKadosh, the God who sanctifies me. Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah is there, Jehovah endwells me. El Shaddai, Elohim, Adonai, King of Kings. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord is my provider. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. Jehovah Rohi, Lord God who leads.
Who needs some leading this morning?
Jehovah Tsikenu, the Lord is my righteousness. Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah is peace. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God who heals me. Jehovah Makadesh, the God who sanctifies me. Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah is there, Jehovah endures me. Am Shaddai, Elohim, Adonai, King of Kings. El Shaddai, Elohim, Adonai, King of Kings, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ.
Let's give Him praise. We bless You this morning, Lord. You are our Lord, You are our rock. We worship You this morning. We bless Your holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the excitement we need. We need to get excited this morning. Do you believe that with God on your side, there's nothing impossible for you? There's no impossible situation that you can face. Can I hear an amen? I can tell you this morning, I stand here this morning myself with a need. My sister's in hospital. She's in a bad way. But I still trust God with her. Amen. I can stand here and praise God because my eyes are on Him. And should the Lord decide to take her, I can carry on praising Him because then she will be in glory. Can we give the Lord more praise? I'll just stop for a moment to share my condolences with those of you that are mourning the loss of John, our brother. I'll let you know in the week about when the funeral will be. It's probably going to be on Friday in the afternoon if the family agrees. So just pray for them and keep them in your prayers. But there's no problem, no trial, no sickness, no need, no attack that can get us down. Because our God is a God that cannot fail. Amen. His name is El Shaddai, the full-breasted one, the all-sufficient one. He carries, it's a picture of a fruitful, I hate to picture this, but can you imagine a nursing mother of any kind of animal or a human being? Mother's milk is the best kind of milk you get. Amen? The formula is something you use only if it doesn't work or if you've got problems. God gave us something natural. God is the full-breasted one. With Him, we've got every single thing we need. He is our, He is vitamin enriched, spiritually enriched. Amen. And he will enrich us and he'll bless us. Sorry, I just saw that as a picture, so I thought I'd share it with you. It was a song that Amy Grant made popular. But El Shaddai.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyona Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echo Kana Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, through your love and through the ram, save the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, you turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you are the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. Through the years you made it clear that the time of Christ is near. Though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be, through your word contained the plan they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyona Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ekom Kama Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai,
he's our great El Shaddai, our all-sufficient one, and we love him. He's also El Roi, the God who sees. Sarah had given a maid servant Hagar to Abraham. Do you remember the story? So they could get a child through her. But that wasn't God's plan. They made their own way instead of using God's way. So when Hagar fell pregnant, she despised her mistress, Sarah, or Sarai at the time. And then Sarai treated her very harshly, and Hagar fled. And the angel of the Lord found Hagar by a spring of water, feeling very sorry for herself because she was going to die. There wasn't water. She was in the desert with her child, and she was in a bad place. And you know what he said to her? The Lord has heard your affliction. In Genesis 16:13, it says this, then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, the same I am that we spoke about earlier on. You are the God who sees. And translated in the Hebrew, it's El Roi. He's the God who sees. For she said, have I also here seen him who sees me? And you may have been treated badly. You may have had somebody that's treated you harshly. You may be in a work situation where things are tough. You may be in a place where your family has picked on you unnecessarily or incorrectly. But I want to tell you, God is your vindicator. Hagar might not have been God's plan for Abraham, but she was still a child, one of his children, and he cared. And so he said, I will bless you. And as a result, Ishmael became a great nation, just like Isaac did. Amen? God saw. God sees you in that place where people are picking on you, where you're being treated unfairly. He's the answer for your life. He's the answer for your life. He's your El Roi. Maybe people don't understand you. Maybe you're in a marriage relationship where one of the spouses doesn't understand the other. Say, Lord, they just don't understand me. God says, I see. And God will help you. Amen. You may be in a position where you've been robbed. Somebody's defrauded you. Somebody's cheated you. Take it to El Roi. He sees. And he will provide for you. And he is the one who will bring justice. Don't you go and try and bring justice. Trust God. Amen. Let's give the Lord more praise. So I want to ask you this morning, have you taken your request to the Lord, to the one who sees? Have you asked him to help you and to vindicate you? He is our vindicator. If he could do it for Hagar, he will do it for you. Because you're a child of the living God. We know him well as Jehovah Jireh, the one who will provide. Let me tell you, there are people who got blankets this morning. It's because God put on somebody's heart to donate a blanket, not because they're such good people. Oh, hey now, Pastor, how can you say that? God is your provider. Don't look to man. Man might be putting the salary in your bank account, but it is God that gives you the ability to earn that salary. Amen. And if you got nothing, look to God, because he is still the provider. He's still the provider. When Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac, I just sang about it. God stopped him. Abraham looked up and he saw a ram caught in the thicket. It was his ability to sacrifice to the living God. Genesis 22 verse 14. And Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. And as it is said today, to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Now listen to me, church. The mount of the Lord is the place where they worship God. And I read in Acts, and there was not a need amongst them. You're part of God's provision plan. Why didn't I get an amen there? You're part of God's provision plan. These people have caught the vision, and they just give. But there's some of you, you're looking at your own need, and you say, I can't. You can't afford not to, church. Because the minute you start opening your heart and being obedient, God will open his floodgate and provide for you. And I can tell you, as the pastor of this church, I've seen in my own life, but I've seen it as people start applying their truth in their life, God comes through one way or another. Where there seems to be no way, God will make a way. Amen. He is our provider. He provided his only son, the lamb, because we couldn't provide the sacrifice for our sins. He provided Jesus. It's the way he met our greatest need. I've started saying this to people. How's this? Connie's going to like what I'm about to say. People will tell you, how can you preach to people when they're hungry? They can't listen when they're hungry. They can't take it. I want to tell you that's unscriptural. Okay? Why do I say that? Because Jesus preached and then he fed the 5,000. Because then they were hungry. They need the word first. The word is what feeds the spirit. God is more interested in our eternity than what is interested in our comfort. And he is interested in our comfort. Why can I say that? Matthew 6:33. But before Matthew 6:33, there's other scriptures. Oh, and I've jumped here. In Matthew 6, Jesus spoke to the people and said, don't worry about what you will eat, what you will drink, and what you will wear. And then he went on and he said in verse 33, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and then all these things will be given to you. We seek the kingdom first. We put the kingdom first. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So you get up in the morning and say, oh, I haven't had my breakfast. I haven't had time to have breakfast. I'm going to must stay at home today. You say, no, I go to church hungry. It's a weird thing to say, but I said it for somebody. It wasn't in my notes. Amen. We need to start getting our priorities straight. Say it. Make it straight. No, you must say it like you believe it. Make it straight. Are you with me, church? God is talking to us this morning through his word. Are you putting Jehovah Jireh first in your life? Is he really first? The example of the people in the church with needs, and you've got it, but you want it for you, but you've got more than enough in any case. Church, I'm speaking to us this morning. The Lord's saying, with time that you became the children of God that I've made you to be. It's time that love emanates from your life. We need to be like Jesus. And if Jesus is the expression of the Father, then we need to be love. Even when it hurts. Amen? We also know him as Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. Exodus 15:26. It says, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I've brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Now you say, but that only applied to them there and it had to do with the diseases of the Egyptians. Well, let me take you back to James 5 verse 14, which I've already read this morning. In verse 15 it says, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. We have healing in the name of Jesus. By his stripes we have been healed, not only spiritually but physically too. But spiritually first. Spiritually first. Are you in need of healing today? This is a blanket, all-encompassing service today. It's about what is your need? And are you willing to trust the name of the Lord, your strong tower, to meet you in your place of need? Are you willing, church? Some people are. Come, say, amen! Pretend I'm Uncle Angus. Amen! Okay, some of the men are getting the idea. I'm not going to shout like that again. It's very bad for me. Right. I'm going to sing another song. You can join me in this. You might even want to stand. I hope I get it right. I kind of practiced it last night. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Yes, you can clap. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs. I've forgotten how to play it. According to his riches and glory, he will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider's grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider's grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs. According to his riches and glory, he will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, Jehovah Jireh cares for. Give him praise, hallelujah. And then if you need healing this morning, just stay standing. In the prayer, of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace. Let your troubles go this morning. Troubles vanish. Hearts are mended in the presence of God. I believe those words are for somebody, or not just somebody. There's a number of people here this morning. You're facing deep troubles. He is your Lord. He's your healer, your helper, your deliverer. In the prayer, let him minister to you as you sing it this morning. Oh, Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Troubles vanish, and he's our healer. Hearts are mended in the presence of God. Sing. this.
You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord, my Lord. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my
Lord. I want to encourage you to put your hand on the place where you're hurting. If you're not well, if you've got a cold, put it on your chest. If you've got a knee problem or a hip problem or a back problem or a foot problem, put your hand there. If you've got a heart problem, put it over that place. Let's trust the Lord to touch you as we sing it again.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease.
Lord, let everyone be healed.
I am the Lord your.
Now let's make that a confession. You are the Lord that heals me.
You are the Lord, Jehovah Rapha, that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
Just stay standing. And if you're one of those that had a need that linked to any of those two songs, just lift up your hand. Father, I pray for every need. I pray that your healing power will flow this morning, even in this different service this morning. Lord, that your presence will come. Lord, that you'll take those problems away. Because we are in the presence of Jehovah. You indwell the praises of your people. And you love your people, and you deliver, and you heal, and you make them free. Lord, I pray for freedom, Lord, from sickness and disease and infirmity and troubles and trials and problems. Help your people. In Jesus' name I ask this. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus has got the name above every other name. Philippians 2, verse 8 to 9, it says this. You see, everything points to Jesus. I've taken the names of the Lord in the Old Testament, but it all points to Jesus. Remember, we serve a triune God, but they are all one. When we speak of the Father, we speak of the Son. When we speak of the Son, we speak of the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense to you? Amen. They may fulfill different roles in the character that they take and the form that they take, but it's still one God. And everything points to Jesus. And in Philippians 2, verse 8 to 9, because of what Jesus did, it says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every other name. Amen. And at that name, every knee shall bow on the earth, beneath the earth, and above the earth, and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Lord over your circumstances today. He's Lord over your finances today. He's Lord over your body today. He's Lord over your family today. He's Lord over your marriage today. He's Lord over your children today. He's Lord over your parents today. He's Lord over your workplace today. I want to tell you, he's Lord in this church today. He's Lord over this country today. In fact, he's the Lord of the entire universe, the whole earth. There's no problem that is too great for him. Jesus Christ is Lord, and his is the name that is above every other name. Let's give him glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've asked Christy to help me. I see Josh is also here, so they're going to sing Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Do you mind if I just sit here? I can't go anywhere with this cable. I don't want to take it off. It's going to be difficult to put it back on. I might even help them, but I think they'll get upset with me.
Emmanuel.
God with us. What a wonderful mystery. What an awesome love. I have been made free from sin. I am crucified with Christ, and in Jesus I'm alive, and I'm free.
Blessing. I thought Josh was in the children's church, so I kind of just ignored the fact that he was here. Thanks, Josh. Church, just think about those words. Emmanuel, God with us. That tells me that I'm not alone. It tells me that no matter what I'm facing, no matter how deep and how bad my problem is, I've got help. You're not alone. Turn to the person next to you and say, I'm not alone. So if you're struggling with something today, you're not alone. Amen. Aren't you excited? We serve a fantastic God. He's great. He's great. We need to lift up that name of Jesus. Amen. In our lives and everywhere, in every circumstance, we need to become the victorious people God has planned and purposed for us to be, no matter how weighty that situation is. And let me tell you something else. Something else came to mind right now. Eaten by the Lord's grace, He's given us His anointing in our lives and authority. Every time we come across somebody that's been demon-possessed, and that demon gets cast out, when you speak to them afterwards, do you know what they say? I feel light. I promise you, you may never have spoken to them before. They may have come in off the street. They say, I feel light. That weight of burden you're feeling, Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you are under a heavy yoke this morning, it doesn't come from Jesus. It doesn't come from your Heavenly Father. And you need to deal with it in the Spirit. Come talk to me. Come talk to me. We can help you. Not because of our authority and our power, but because we function in the name that's above every other name. The name of Jesus. And there's power in His blood too. Amen. So He's got the name that's above every other name, the name of Jesus. And Emmanuel is the one that is with us. Listen to the this name of Jesus. You know, it builds to crescendo. These wonderful names, El Shaddai, El Roi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, my banner, beautiful, Elohim, Lord Most High. But there's a name that's above every other one, the name of Jesus. If you look at it and you think about it, that name, it's so powerful. And you can call on it any time you want to. Because it says, I'm Emmanuel, I'm God with you. I can call out that name Jesus whenever I want to. Listen to the power in that name. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 11, the second half. But you were washed, you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Paul pointed out their sinful lifestyle. He was talking to a church that was struggling with things that they'd battled with before. He said, but you are washed by the precious blood of Jesus from your sins. You are washed from your sins. You are sanctified. In other words, you were set apart for Jesus. From the old fleshly life, the life of the flesh, the life of the world, the life of the where you're serving the enemy, the god of this world, you were sanctified. You were made different. You were separated in the name of Jesus. And you were justified. I read something the other day. I'd never noticed it before. We are justified because he rose. There's a scripture that says because he rose, we are justified. That's interesting, isn't it? But we justified. Why? Because he paid the price. When he rose again, the work was done. It was a completed work. He said, I am finished. But in his name we are justified, just as if I'd never sinned. That's a way to remember what justified means. What a wonderful name, the name of Jesus. So in his name we are washed, sanctified, and justified. In his name, if you call on his name, you will be saved. Who's been saved here today? Can I see a show of hands? You've had to call on that name. It's power. If there's enough power in that name to make you free from your sin and your flesh, and to free you from the path that you are on to hell, then there's enough power in that name to heal you, deliver you, and make you free from anything and help you in every circumstance. There's nothing like the name of Jesus. Have you called on that beautiful name? The one with a name that's above every other name. Have you made him your total and complete Savior? Have you forgotten that name? Have you only got used to it as a swear word? They don't know what they're doing. They don't realize that when they think they're swearing and they can say it with all the satanic and disgusting, ugh. But there's power in that name. And it's not power for Satan, it's power for God. And they're speaking God into their circumstances. But we shall not blaspheme that name. We shall revere and respect that name because there's no name like it. And we need to realize that we can't just throw it around as we please. It's a name to be honored and revered and loved. Kirsty's going to sing another song for us. I kept you guys for the end where my voice is... All right. What about Kirsty and Josh, should I say. And then we're going to sing together. And I'm going to ad hoc it. So Cheryl's going to have all her work cut out for her. It's a beautiful song. You can sing it with.
You are the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, and nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. Jesus, oh, what a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Remind us this morning of your powerful name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the cross. Thank you, Lord, that you knew from before the beginning of time that you'd come and be our Savior and make your people free. We rejoice in you this morning. We rejoice in your presence here this morning. You are our Emmanuel, God with us. Lord, as we just continue and near the end of the service, we pray a powerful, powerful, powerful presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You may stand or you may be seated. You guys can help me sing, but don't try and play with me because I'm going to do my normal thing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of heavenly harmony. In my heart there rings
melody of love. Sing to Jesus. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. What a lovely name, that name of Jesus, reaching high above than the brightest star. And it is sweeter than the songs they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim, what a lovely name. See, I've gone into archives for the oldies. See, they're all smiling and the youngsters are sitting out. What a lovely name, that name of Jesus, reaching high above than the brightest star. And it is sweeter than the songs they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim, what a lovely name. Hallelujah, bless him. He's worthy. You're worthy, Lord. You may be seated. I'm going to wrap up the message. One more big song to sing. The toughest song of the day. That's okay. Have you enjoyed this? Just something different, but powerful. Hallelujah. I want to conclude with this. The name of our God is truly our strong tower, and we can run to it and be safe, and we can be glad. We need to believe that it is the power to completely transform our lives and turn our lives inside out, or like we like to say, the right way around. Because when you're in the world, your world, your life is upside down. And we live in an upside down world. But now, here comes the challenge, church. God is great and He's good to you and I. But He's called us to be good to others. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in what? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe the things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you even to the end, always even to the end of the age. Amen. Jesus said we must go and use His name. We must go and use His name, not as a swear word, not as a crutch, but as a name to bring transformation into the lives of people. Amen. We can't all always just sit and eat the bread from the Lord's table. We've got to take that bread and we've got to share it. Jesus took the loaves and the fish and He broke it and they shared it. Does that make sense? And we've got to become sharers like Jesus. We've got to feed the people with His word. We've got to lift His name on high. He said, if you lift me up, I will draw all men unto you. Amen. Amen. So this final song speaks about it. And my biggest challenge with this song is to remember how it goes. But it's such an important and powerful song. We had a worship leader here many, many, many years ago, probably 25 years ago. She used to sing this song properly. I'll give it a go this morning. It's the name above all names. We will declare it. We will declare it. It's the name above all names. And we will shout it to a dying world. We will declare my name. will shout my name in the middle of the nations. Who will take the shield of faith and the sword of might? I declare my name to a dying world. You have declared me thus far. We'll walk in even greater power. Though the sands of time are running out, my name will be declared in this final hour. I am Jehovah, I am that I am, and my trumpet will soon call out. I formed the world with just a whisper, and I'm getting ready to shout. For it's the name above all names.
You can sing with me the chorus.
And we will declare it. We will declare it. It's the name above all names. And we will shout it to a dying world.
I will possess my people. I'll take every inch that you'll surrender to me. For I'm building an army, and I've given it my name. And my words in your mouth shall set the captives free. Stand with me, for it's the name above all names.
And I will declare it. I will declare it. It's the name above all names. And I will shout it to a dying world. Yes, it's the name above all names. We will declare it. We will declare it. We will declare it. It's the name above all names. And we will shout it to a lost and a dying world.
Let's give the Lord a praise offering. Hallelujah.
Yeah! Woo!
We declare your name, Lord. There's none like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I was blessed to hear that proper clap this morning. We need to exalt and magnify our Lord. So now, you may look around at the clock at the back there and see, but Pastor Keith has done it again. I can't go yet. Close your eyes with me. If you need to give your heart to Jesus, if you need to call on the name that'll bring healing, deliverance, and salvation into your life, if you need to give your heart to Him, if you've never done it before, I want you to lift your hand and we can pray with you. Is there anybody like that this morning? Is there anybody like that this morning? Hallelujah. I see some hands. I want to... those of you that have put up your hand, please come and speak to me afterwards. Just two hands. And then I want to ask you, if you need a touch from the God we've heard about this morning, if you need healing, if you're struggling with circumstances, if you need finance, whatever it is we've heard this morning, that our God is all sufficient. There's no problem too great for Him to deal with. If that's you this morning and you need to trust Him, I need you to put up your hand because I want to pray with you. Just put them up high. I'm not going to call you forward just for the sake of time. But I don't want to cut this moment. Josh, if you can just sing a short song, a soft worship song. Father, you see the hands. Not loud, eh? Because I want to pray. Lord, you can see the hands that have gone up. Just keep your hands up this morning. Lord, as I walk up and down this aisle this morning, I pray for each one that they will have encounter with the God that they've heard about this morning. You are El Shaddai. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are El Roy, the God who sees. You are Jehovah Nisi, our banner. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You are our stronghold. You're our refuge. You're our tower of help. Lord, you are everything we need. You are all powerful. You are the consuming fire. You are the life. You are the light. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, there is no one, no way that anybody can come to the Father except by calling on the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for every person that raised their hand this morning that you will meet them right now in their place of need. Touch hearts, touch lives. Let us experience the power of Elohim, the Lord Most High. The power of Jesus and the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare, receive that which you need and be touched and be fully convinced that what God has promised and what He has wrapped up in His name is able to do for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give the Lord one more praise offering. Hallelujah.